Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice and request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Yes, glad to be here.
Colby's going to be reading your questions and I'm going to do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to us at questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's begin.
Hey, Colin, how long should you realistically plan for your retirement to last?
Ooh, I think this is quite a loaded question. So let's kind of dive in and talk about a few scenarios. Are you someone who is 50 and you want to retire in the next 5 years? Are we talking a 70-year-old? Are we talking about a 30-year-old? What I really want to point out here is everyone's so different. And a lot of the problems that we come to is there's some risks to making too many assumptions on how long it should last for. And we got to look at it as an individual, right? So the biggest key here is, so let's go traditional here, actually. We've got a 60-year-old. He wants to retire at 65 and his wife followed soon after, pretty close in age. The problem a lot of people face is they typically don't plan to live long enough. Most people only plan to live into their 80s, which I think is a huge oversight. We should be planning a little bit further than that, probably closer to our 90s. We probably shouldn't rely on the government's actuarial tables to decide how long we're going to live for. I think that's kind of a flaw in the system. I don't know how the government knows how long we're going to live for, but apparently they do for most people. And we don't want to do that. We want to plan to live longer than we expected to. This is what I'd say is the worst case scenario. Live longer than we expected to. It could be the best case scenario as well. It just depends on if I'm bedridden or if I'm going out and enjoying life and skiing at 90 years old. So that's one of the problems that we face that we got to be careful with is how long are we actually looking at? A lot of people do plan a little too short and we probably should plan longer, but we also have to look at your individual circumstances. The other thing we don't look at is the joint life expectancy for a couple. We overlook this way too often. We should really be looking at, okay, we've got my husband, we've got my wife, whatever it is that's happening. Well, one of the two of you is going to live longer than the other. Statistically speaking or actuarially speaking, we're looking at the wife living longer than the husband. But that's not always the case. And we got to look at other pieces there too. So as we go through here, there's also something else that comes into mind. We've got to take those two things I've already talked about into play. But then the problem we have is when I go online and I type in, hey, how long should I expect to be in retirement? There's a bunch of retirement calculators that come up and the default age is 85 and this underestimates my needs. But I'm going to throw one more thing out there. So we've talked about age this entire time, but what we're not talking about is how much do I have? How much life do I want to live? Do I want to front load my plan and spend more money in the first 10 years where I'm actually going to travel and spoil the grandkids? Or do I want it to be consistent across the entire board? What kind of assets do I have? Are they all in the stock market or did I get sold 1,000 annuities and I'm on fixed income and I can't change that? Well, that's a problem too. So what we want to face is what are we using? How much do I want? And then we can kind of come into and say, all right, how long should I actually expect to live for? People's longevity is typically based on how they feel. They're not so looking at the data as well. So what we want to do is we want to go back and say, all right, how long did my parents and grandparents live for? Did they have arbitrary outside influences? Did they have cancer? Did something come up and cause them to pass away sooner? That's something we've got to take into account. And then we start looking at you and we say, all right, what about my age? What about what I'm feeling? Am I feeling good inside? Do I have any diseases? And we start crafting this story behind your life and behind your longevity so that we can start planning on a more realistic basis. Now, that being said, we can't plan if we're going to get hit by a bus tomorrow. We're taking that out of the equation. We're saying, what are the controllables to some degree or another? Which most of us can't control how long we live for, but we can try. Planning for short lifespans makes retirement feel more financially achievable. That's true. I mean, if I've got $1 million and I'm only dividing it by 10 years, yeah, that's going to go a long ways. Or if I'm dividing by 20 or now we're talking about 30, what we expect to see happen is we're living longer than we ever have before. This generation, the younger generations, we're just living longer than we've ever been living, which means we got to plan for retirement for a lot longer, which also might throw this huge red flag into our retirement. I'm like, I want to retire at 65. It's the only way. Like, I have to get done. Oh, I can do it because I'm only going to live 20 more years. But realistically, we're probably talking about 25 to 30 years if I'm retiring at 65. And now that makes it a lot harder for me to justify retiring because I hate my job. Or maybe it's due to the type of investments we have, right? So maybe we can still retire at 65, but we have to change our mindset on how we invest our money. Maybe we do have to take a little bit more risk on some of it. Maybe we do need to be more conservative. Maybe we need an annuity. I don't know yet because I don't know you all. But what I'm trying to say is everyone's circumstances, we got to look at it based on you. And we got to plan for longer than we expect to live. That's the biggest shortfall that people have, is we cut the life expectancy down too short almost always. The other thing we want to look at is some assume poor health habits will shorten retirement horizon. That's just not true. My grandpa, he drank a Dr. Pepper every single day of his life for 40 years, and he lived to 89 years old. I know of people who smoke a pack of cigarettes every single day for most of their life, and they live into their 90s. So just because we have bad habits doesn't mean that we're not going to live long. It's genetics on top of our habits. Don't assume because I'm making bad decisions now, I'm not going to live longer, because maybe that's the consequence of making the bad habits and we got to deal with that. The key is enjoying life when we do get into those 80s, 90s, and we again can go out and spend time with our grandkids or great grandkids at that point. So what do we do? What does this all mean? We've talked a lot about the risks associated with planning for how long I should realistically be in retirement. Well, honestly, we should be using longer times. And for us, we want you to use numbers more like 90 to 95 typically, maybe even up to 100 for some folks. We craft that based on our conversation. We craft that based on your needs, your wants, your goals, not the actual tables of the government, not my thoughts and feelings about it. It should be your thoughts and feelings about it with some data. Now, especially for women, we definitely want to use those higher numbers. And then as well for couples, we want to plan for longer longevity than expected if you're a single person, specifically a single male. And then we want to revisit those projections really quite often. We don't just set it and forget it. Life changes. You don't realize it, but a lot of folks think, oh, like the biggest changes in my life is when I start having kids. Well, yes, that's one of them. But the other one is when I actually pull the trigger and retire. Things change drastically in retirement, and we need to be prepared for that. And we need to evaluate it over and over and over. How is my health looking? What's my lifestyle look like? Am I actually traveling anymore? Do I have to have knee surgery because that comes up, or hip surgery because that comes up too? And how is that going to affect things? And so we want to revisit these projections on life expectancy every couple of years. And what's involved in that? And then we want to have, again, the worst case scenario, which is living longer than we expected, not the average. The average doesn't make sense. Like, look at it this way. Like, the average is taking someone who died at 3 and someone who died at 110. And then we're finding that middle ground. That's not what we want to look at. That's not what we want. If we're going to look at anything, we should probably look at the median. But I don't want to look at that either. I want to look at you. And I want to say, all right, if this is the average, we're above average and we're going to live longer than expected. So if you're ever wondering how long your retirement savings should actually last, we've got a whole lot more going into that question than we have time for today.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.